We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Giles Brandreth, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to another series of Just a Minute. And in the first of our new series, we welcome back two of our regular players of the game, Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, and two guests who have excelled themselves at the game in the past, Sheila Hancock and Giles Brandreth. And they, as they try and speak for just a minute on the subject that I give them, without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we begin the show and the series with, who better, Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject is the fun of bath night. Will you tell us something about the fun of bath night, Kenneth, starting now?
The fun of bath night lies in the fact that you sit in all this foam and soapy water and you have this rubber duck and a loop.
Sheila Hancock has
chosen. Is this too little a word?
Oh, far too little, Sheila. You haven't been with us for a long time.
I thought he said two dreadfuls before, but never mind. We'll let it go.
Well, it was too late. You said two thises. We ignore the couple of thises.
I mean, it would take me a long time to get worked into this show.
Yes, but at least you've established you're back with us, Sheila.
Right.
How nice to have you as well. Sheila Hancock, an incorrect challenge, another point to Kenneth Williams, and 43 seconds left, starting now.
And you luxuriate in this warmth, and gradually...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of warmth.
I think he said warmth then, didn't you?
Warmth, I said T-H.
Yes.
T-H on the edge, you great fool. You want to listen? Watch your ears out, don't they? What a cheek.
Now, it's the beginning of the new series, Kenneth, so restrain yourself. Keep it for the end, but not right now. Warm before, and I think it was warmth this time. So Kenneth has yet another point, and he has 39 seconds to continue with the fun of bath night starting now.
Some people shove salts in the bath, and they maintain that this gives them a much more relaxing experience. Well, I don't know about that. I've always found myself that the ability to lie back and cast away the cares of this world and sing a little song, perhaps a merry jingle, and annoy some of your neighbours in the process, which can be quite fun. I must say I've...
Derek Nimmo...
Repetition of fun.
Fun is in the title, you great fool!
Oh.
Am I to sit here under these circumstances?
You're winning points. You're winning points all the time, Kenneth. Yes. For those of you who may not have heard the program before over the 15 years, you know, some of our listeners in Norway have only recently joined us. You are allowed to repeat the word which is in the title of the subject, and the word fun is there. So, Kenneth, you have another point, and you continue, and there are 12 seconds left, starting now.
And the other fun. I always enjoy when the bath girl...
Sheila Hancock...
It's always a little word.
He did say always more than once before. So, Sheila, you have a correct challenge. You have a point for that. And you have 8 seconds on the
phone. Yes, because she's timed it. You see, it's over the last minute. So she hasn't got to do anything. Just to get a point. She's timed it right at the last minute. And I'm doing all the work. I'm a cult figure. And I'm...
Well, as a cult figure, you have got 4 points from their incorrect challenges. I don't know what you're complaining about. And
be a generous cult figure.
A generous cult figure.
He's just a big cult figure, aren't you, Kenneth?
And you have 8 seconds, Sheila, on the fun of bath night starting now.
I remember when I was in Diggs up in Oldham, we used to have a tin bath in front of a big black stove, and it was a glorious experience. Sheila.
When Ian Messiter, who invented this impossible game, impossible for the chairman, that is, blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was Sheila Hancock. She has 2 at the end of the round. Kenneth Williams has 4. Giles Brandreth and Derek Nimmo have yet to score.
Oh, I say, this is a rotten game. He worked very hard, and he only got 4, and I got half as much for doing nothing.
Well, I don't know. I think 4 for the amount of work he did was a fair average, actually.
Yeah, but I got 2 for doing nothing.
Ah, you got in with only a few seconds to go. You see, that's one of the tricks. Derek Nimmo, will you take the second round, and the subject is Mary Rose, and you begin now.
One of the earliest poems, or little jokes, I suppose it really was, that I remember was one where I used to say, Mary Rose, sat on a pin, Mary Rose, which I thought was hugely amusing at the time, although that was many years ago. Now, Cyril Berlin, who's a distinguished agent, was telling me as he went to see dear Arthur Askey just on the day when Mary Rose, the boat, of course, I'm now talking about, was brought out of the sea. And there was Big Hearted lying there, having had this awful operation, and the man that I was telling about said to him, did you see the ship Mary Rose come out of the sea?
Telling you about, we've had twice.
Yes, but let him finish the story.
Oh, it's a charming story. When he's finished, I'll take the point in the
frame. All right, just a poor old Arthur had this awful operation. He said, did you see Mary Rose come out of this water today? And Arthur said, yes. He said, I found some of my old band parts on it.
So, Derek, I love this story. I'm glad you finished it. But before you did, Giles had challenged you when there were 26 seconds left. And Giles, you had a correct challenge. You get a point. You take over the subject of Mary Rose starting now.
People say that this program is very like the Mary Rose because it is such a wreck. I rather feel it's more like taking part in this program is more like...
Derek Nimmer has
repetition of program.
Yes, you repeated program, I'm afraid, Giles. So Derek has at last got a point, and he has 13 seconds on Mary Rose, starting now.
I have an old chum called Ronald Bell.
Sheila Hancock has chum.
Could that be called a hesitation?
No, it couldn't, Sheila. I'm very sorry. No. It was a Nimmo elongation of vowels, and he has 9 seconds on Mary Rose, starting now.
To think of Henry VIII standing there in the harbour watching this magnificent boat sink all those years ago, and for it to reappear, guided by our dear Prince Charles, in 1982. It's actually had a break.
Derek Nimmer managed to keep going then till the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's now in second place, one behind Kenneth Williams, and Giles Brandreth and Sheila Hancock are equal in third place. And Giles, your turn to begin. The subject, chips.
I first encountered...
Well, no, I do have to say so that Ian Messiter can start his watch.
Do I get a bonus for enthusiasm?
No, I have been known to take them away. So, Giles, we applaud your enthusiasm, but you begin... Derek Nimmer, you have a microphone in front of your hands and it doesn't come over very well, especially in Sri Lanka and places west. Giles, the subject is chips and you begin now.
The first memories I have of chips were when I was a child and my father used to take me to school every day. He had to, poor soul, he was in the same class.
Derek.
Well, I refuse to believe that his father took him to school on Sundays. He couldn't attend
school
every day.
Oh, again, you're being difficult. Every day, I assume from that he meant every day that was a school day.
I have to tell you that my father was a deeply religious man, and of course I went to Sunday school as well.
Ah, well, Saturday, yes, we're sport. Anyway,
he was also a closet rabbi.
Guys, you have another point, and you have 53 seconds on chips, starting now.
The place where we used to go to get our chips was a marvellous shop, now known, I believe, as the Chip Boutique, where you get...
Sheila got challenged.
Well, you know he's pausing for a laugh, but you're not allowed to.
Yes, you are. Who told you you're not allowed?
Well, I've often been rung by you when I pause for a laugh.
But why are you laying down the law?
I'm going home. I can't remember how to play this rotten game.
I must say, he did pause for the laugh, and...
Well, you want to talk right through so the audience can't hear what he's saying.
You should mutter.
I think one has to use a sort of dramatic license, and I think Sheila was a bit keen, so what I'll do is charge no points at all, but let Giles continue with 44 seconds left on chips, starting now.
The very first film that I went to see when I was a child was a movie called Au Revoir, Monsieur.
Derek Nimmer, his challenge.
Repetition of charm.
Yes, I'm afraid so, when you were a child. And, Derek, you have the subject, 41 seconds, chips, starting now.
Of course, chips, something you can have on your shoulder, like Nicholas Parsons. It's great to ride on the road in California a long time, when the cowboys used to wander around with a chip up there, and if daring people to knock it off and challenging them to a fight, if that happens, very interesting. Of course, there are expressions like, when the chips are down, that are derived from poker. And if you ever play that game, you'll know exactly what it's like when those chips are on the table. Because, gosh, it is frightening, isn't it, when you think you might lose all that money and go home in a totally impecunious state. I am going to casino afterwards, and I can tell you, when my chips are thrust to the croupier, I know that the whole of my family's livelihood depends upon it. And I wait for the wheel to turn, and gosh, Lincoln, the fear of the sheer terror.
Thank you. Well, the audience applause showed, Derek, that you really deserved that.
Oh,
that was a pièce de resistance, a tour de force, a nimo pastiche.
Oh, Nicholas, you are a charming fellow.
Richard. And I'll give you a few of the chips on my shoulder, because they suit you better than me. And, no, well done, Derek, and you've taken the lead at the end of that round, and Sheila Hancock begins the next one. Painting my toenails, Sheila, 60 seconds starting now.
Having very plain feet, it is necessary for me to paint my toenails in order to make them look a little bit better. But it is a difficult operation because I am 5'8½ tall, and my hands, even when hung down by my side...
Giles Bendit.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, I think that was the first hesitation of the series and, of course, of the program. So, Giles, you have 45 seconds on painting my toenails. Starting now.
I paint my toenails entirely.
Hesitation.
No. He did think about it. Giles, you're still painting your toenails with 43 seconds to go, starting now.
The reason I paint my toenails is that I was brought up on the old adage that in this life you should try everything once except for incest and folk dancing, and consequently the idea of painting one's toenails is irresistible to me. The colour that I usually choose is cerise. I agree it is not a tint that would appeal to everybody, but with my particular toes it goes remarkably well. I've got an enormous big toe that occasionally I do little polka dots on in green or maroon, and I've got little beige bits for the bit at the end. Now, my toes...
Oh, no. Sheila Hancock, Charlie.
No, I got it wrong because you got bitten bits, you see. It's plural. I'm going to pull yourself right in it.
What a way to treat a guest, honestly.
I've known her for years. I used to go into her dressing room. I used to pretend I was dead and stand against the door and fall in.
Yes, all right.
You'd say, oh, get up, you great Nick.
So Giles continues painting his toenails for 15 seconds, starting now.
For some years now, I've been a subscriber to a magazine that is designed entirely for foot fetishists. It is called Amigo, and it gives you...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation.
Yes. Indeed. Deviation, I'm afraid, is out of the
world. But I mean...
Well, it was an interpretation of deviation, and as such, Sheila, we give you the benefit of the doubt because you've interpreted that particular penalty in another way, and you had 7 seconds painting my toenails, Sheila, starting now.
My painted toenails proved an embarrassment last season at Stratford-on-Avon, where I was playing the part of Tamara, who is a savage Gothic lady, and completely...
Sheila Hancock speaking then as the whistle wind has moved forward alongside Derek Nimmo, 1 point behind our leader, who is Giles Bendit, and Kenneth Williams is in the same position as when he started into the first round. But he is going to begin the next round, Kenneth, and the subject is Venus. Will you tell us something on that delightful subject? 60 seconds starting now.
This is one of the planets which rotates more slowly than any of the others. It is...
Giles Bendit.
I think, really, it was a bit of hesitation.
No, it wasn't. He was rotating slowly, but not slow enough for hesitation. So watch it, Kenneth, and you have 52 seconds on Venus, starting now.
The revolution takes 243½ days. It is also the name of the goddess of love. And according to Greek mythology, Aphrodite was the daughter of Zeus and Dione, and she was reputed to have come ashore in a sort of scallop shell in Cyprus. That place, incidentally, is devoid of any decent pavement, so you'd better...
Oh, Giles, yes.
I'm afraid there was deviation.
Yes, it was the best deviation I've heard in the series. It was marvellous.
Why do you think it's deviation?
Because you were talking about Venus, she went off the pavements of Cyprus.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's supposed to be her birthplace.
Yeah, but there weren't pavements when she was around.
No, she had this scallop shell up
there. So, Giles, you have a point, and you have 18½ seconds. Venus, starting now.
I once went out with a beautiful girl called Venus. It was she who introduced me to the Swiss kiss, which is a kiss through...
Sheila Hancock, challenge.
Oh, I think that's both hesitation and possibly verging on deviation.
Yeah, but we didn't hear what the Swiss kiss was.
Two kisses.
No, I tell you, it's a French kiss through which you yodel.
So you you repeated the word kiss and you have a correct challenge, Sheila. This time there are 16 seconds left. The subject is Venus and you start now.
I had a friend who had a black cat called Venus that was named after the one who went off with Adonis, who was a Roman.
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Two wazzers.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I wasn't allowed this, and that's got one more letter.
And I didn't give any penalties or any points, so we leave things as they are, but Sheila keeps the subject, and there are 9 seconds on Venus starting now.
Venus was a particularly lovely cat. It adored...
Derek,
the Aboriginal cat.
Yes, I'm afraid have cat before, yes. 6 seconds for you, Derek, on Venus starting
Another
now.
Another man on the little poems I used to recite this one. This is the story of the good ship Venus. I can't remember how it went on, but I do remember...
So it's a very even contest. Derek Nimmo and Giles Brandreth are equal in the lead, 1 point ahead of Sheila Hancock and 2 points ahead of Kenneth Williams, and Derek begins the next round. How to budget, Derek? Can you tell us something on that difficult subject starting now?
Budget, B-U-D-G-E-T, of course, derives from the old French word budget, which means purse. And because the Chancellor of the Exchequer in days gone by used to arrive at the house with a leather bag. And in this, it contained all the documents of state, and therefore it was known as the budget. And it was really quite an interesting thought, isn't it, really, that all these years...
Giles Brandreth.
A couple of realies.
There were a couple of realies, I'm afraid. Yes, Giles, you have the subject of how to budget. There are 16 seconds starting now.
I've always been a collector of unusual names, and I had a small bird that I used to know as Budget. It was actually just a very tiny budgerigar. And I called it that because I didn't really care about how it was spelt, because I'm not interested in that sort of thing and prepared to see a word done in any sort of way at all.
Giles Brandreth and Derek Nimmer are still in the lead together at the end of that round. And Giles, your turn to begin. Three Little Pigs. That's the subject starting now.
I am a children's author, and among the many stories that I've retold is that of the Three Little Pigs, and it resulted in me being given a great honor by being invited to the Soviet Union. I think they were principally interested in my story about the three little moles, but they also took quite a bit of interest in this one that I'd written about the three little pigs.
No interest. It was interested before.
Yes, I'm sorry, Sheila. So another point to Giles, and 45 seconds. Three Little Pigs starting now.
The Three Little Pigs, when I took it over to the Soviet Union, and I ought to explain that this
Derek Nimmo challenge.
A repetition of the Soviet Union.
Yes, we can't have too much of that. There are 42 seconds of Three Little Pigs starting now.
You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, or presumably a pig's ear. Now, if you've got three little pigs...
Sheena Hancock challenge.
Ear. Repetition of ear.
Yes, absolutely right. Jolly good. Well, listen, Sheila.
I had to do a very quick mental rerun of what had been said, and sometimes
the...
Nothing
difficult for you.
You said a bit louder if you're going to be rude. I mean, let's all hear it. No, it's not worth repeating, is it? Right, 34 seconds for you, Sheila. Three Little Pigs starting now.
Well, I know three little pigs called Joanna, Susie, Ellie Jane and Abigail that are my three daughters.
There seem to be five up there. I can't believe five. Ellie, Jane...
No, I realise...
Joanna, Susie and Abigail. Oh.
And I realised that there were two Christian names for each child.
Anyway,
so I let
well,
you...
Well, I did
keep
really,
it.
But I thought I'd never go.
28 seconds, Sheila. Three little pigs starting now.
And were you to join us for Sunday dinner, you would see them all in action. In fact, one of them is sitting in the audience now, nodding her head in agreement that she is apt to...
Giles,
sadly, she is not nodding her head in agreement. She has dozed off.
Well, as I can see that she's absolutely enchanted with what her mother is saying, and she has not dozed off, Giles, I consider that was an incorrect challenge, and Sheila keeps the subject, and there are 20 seconds, three little pigs, starting now.
It's getting awfully boring, but there was always a battle for the leftovers, and usually it is myself who wins who's not included in the three little pigs. How...
Derek challenge.
Well, deviation, she just admitted she's not talking about the three little pigs, she's talking about herself, which is not the subject on the card.
She just said she was not included in the three little pigs, she was still on the subject of three little pigs.
So she hadn't
really deviated from the subject, so Sheila's getting more points. And 10 seconds left, Sheila, starting now.
There were once three little pigs, and they went for a walk, and they came across a big wolf, and they decided to build three houses.
Giles.
Oh, all the threes, but not in the same context.
No, because three is also in the title of the subject, so Sheila has another point and 2 seconds to go. Three little pigs starting now.
One made it of brick.
Those three little pigs took Sheila from a quite a modest second place into the lead, 1 point ahead of our two second place, Derek Nimmo and Giles Brandreth, and Kenneth Williams is still training a little. Sheila begins the next round, and the subject is keys. Can you tell us something on that subject, Sheila, starting now?
I always try to buy a handbag that will help me find my...
Giles.
Hesitation.
I think I would agree with that. So, keys is with you, Giles, and there are 55 seconds left, starting now.
When I was 21, I was given a giant cardboard key on which were printed the words, "Don't worry if your job is small and your rewards are few. Remember that the mighty oak was once a nut like you."
Now, this is... Sheila Hancock.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was the same type of hesitation. I'm sorry, Giles says. Only fair, I give it back to Sheila with 44 seconds left, starting now.
If I could give you the key to
my
heart...
You're not supposed to speak for 60 seconds. You're not supposed to sing for 60 seconds. It says in the game, you speak for 60 seconds. Now she's got... If I could give you the... Not as well as I was doing it, incidentally. If I carried on like that, I wouldn't be here today. Well, not looking so lovely, anyway.
I don't know what to say on that
I'll
one.
Tell you what to say. I know. It's not the... Well, they play the game.
I know, no,
day.
No.
You're supposed to speak for 60 seconds. It says it in the rules, doesn't it, Anessa? That's right. He's just said yes.
But I have known you to burst into song on many occasions,
oh,
Kenneth.
Oh, for that poetic license.
Shall I put it to the audience, when I have a difficult decision to make, I leave it to the wisdom...
No good asking this, Lord, look at him.
...of the superior intelligence
Don't
and wisdom...
Worry. You've got
of
a lot of friends out there, Kenny.
A very attractive audience. If you agree with Kenny's challenge, you cheer for him, and if you disagree, you boo for Sheila, and you all do it together now. Unanimous. So, Kenneth... We're into the last subject. You began the show. Let's see if you can finish it. The subject is keys. You have 42 seconds, starting now.
I'm glad I got the subject keys, because the most dreadful thing occurred when I took a flat. I'm the worst person I ever had. And I lost my keys. And the fire brigade came. And windows were opened in the adjoining apartment. And out clambered this bloke on very fragile sort of scaffolding.
Giles is chunk.
I'm afraid a bit of hesitation there.
Not a
thought
bit
of
hesitation. No. I mean, he was, but I mean, you know, he wasn't... to be a penalty in the game. Kenneth, you continue with 19 seconds left on keys, starting now.
This burly figure entered and opened the door, and I said, well, I have to pay because I've lost my keys. And he said...
Sheila Hancock.
Lost.
You've mentioned about losing your keys before. You'd lost your keys.
Well, I think it's awfully mean. I mean, I was just getting into my flow.
I think you should leave flow out of this, quite frankly. Sheila, you have the subject. 11 seconds, keys, starting now.
Just before this program, Derek was talking to me about how dreadful it was that we were getting older. But there are keys to fighting these depressing feelings.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Rubbish. It's the most dreadful deviation I've ever heard. Keys to fighting. There are keys to fighting. It doesn't even make sense in English.
I think you're probably right.
But the Norwegians will like it.
The Norwegians are looking it up in their dictionaries and understanding what keys means. It's keys to open doors to fighting this. No, I think I would agree with you, Kenneth, and you have half a second left. And you talk about other people getting in just before the whistle. The subject is keys, Kenneth. Half a second. Are you ready? You're quite ready, are you? And you start now.
Keys, keys.
Well, we have finished the contest this week. That last laugh, by the way, was Kenny put so much into that last second. He threw his hair all over the place. He's now combed it back into the same golden lock. And Kenneth started the show with a flourish. He finished the show with a flourish. And how better to finish just a minute. He's still in fourth place. And but he does finish only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, third, who's only 1 point behind Giles Brandreth in second place, who's only 1 point behind this week's winner. She came yet again to triumph in just a minute, Sheila Hancock. Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and you will want to tune in again the same time next week. So, goodbye from all of us here until the next time. Thank you.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.